Lowriders have been around since the 1940s. They're customized cars and trucks that cruise only a few inches above the asphalt. I'm doing donuts on the highway. For some people, these vehicles conjure up images of a fringe subculture, perhaps associated with youth and gang activity. However, Dr. Charles Tatum's new book titled Lowriders and Chicano Culture, From Low to Slow to Show, sheds some light on the multifaceted cultural tradition of the lowrider.
It's a very complex, like any manifestation of popular culture, Chicano popular culture, you know, African American popular culture, you name it. It's got deep roots and it's got an historical context.
Dr. Tatum is a professor of Spanish at the University of Arizona and former dean of the College of Humanities. He says the lowrider is part of an expressive culture that reflects the social, artistic, and political dimensions of the Chicano experience.
And so when I set out to write this book, I determined that what I was going to try to do was to produce a book that was accessible, that wasn't filled with all kinds of academic terminology, etc., but that showed with respect, with deep respect, that this was a very popular icon that has a long history in Chicano literature and particularly in urban culture, going back to the post-Second World War.
Tatum says lowrider culture began as a spontaneous urban phenomenon in the barrios of East Los Angeles.
You know, beautiful day out here in Cali. We got the homies, the ladies, the lowriders.
The style quickly spread westward through Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and beyond.
It's about 9 o'clock on the dot.
Tatum says that over the last 60 or 70 years, lowrider culture has evolved into a unique aesthetic that maintains a connection with the past.
It's becoming an international phenomenon. The cars, the classic cars, the so-called bombs, which were the 1940 cars, and then the 57 Impalas and all the other ones that became kind of everybody's dream of owning to convert into a lowrider. Now they're doing trucks, they're doing station wagons, they're doing European cars, they're doing Japanese cars. So it's kind of lost its original focus on the classic American car.
Tatum's book traces the history of this popular cultural phenomenon, and he says the aesthetic has been refined throughout the years. There are magazines devoted to lowrider culture, music, and art, and the cars are now shown and judged in competitions throughout the country.
Where you really see lowriders today is in the super shows that are held mainly in the southwestern California, but increasingly all over the country, and also in places like Japan and Germany. Lowrider cars have become very, very popular, mainly where American troops have been stationed since the Second World War.
With roots firmly planted in the Mexican-American neighborhoods of the Southwest, Tatum says lowriders represent a cultural marker of America's fastest-growing ethnic group. And here in Tucson, the tradition is kept alive with several active car clubs. Tonight, you can check out a presentation on lowriders by Dr. Chuck Tatum at Playground in downtown Tucson, where several car clubs will display their vehicles. The event is part of the University of Arizona Confluence Center and takes place between 5:30 and 7 p.m. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.